The news
on Access FM.
Top of the hour.
Now,
the news on Access Radio 88.8 FM.
It's 1 o'clock. Welcome to Access Radio Afternoon News Bulletin. But first, here are the headlines. NGO recruitment practices questioned in Yei River County. Yei residents welcome establishment of Yei University. And the governor urges Morobu, Yei, and Lanya commissioners to restore peace and stability. And now the news in detail with me, Alex Ato. Youth leaders in Yei River County have raised concerns over hiring practices by organizations operating in the area, calling for fair and transparent recruitment processes. The concerns were presented during a meeting between the Yei River County Youth Association and the County Department of Labor, where both sides discussed the employment practices affecting young people. Youth representatives said some organizations recruit staff without involving the Labor Department, which can lead to hiring based on tribal or community lines. They said this affects fairness and limits equal access to jobs for qualified candidates.
We are so concerned because we realized some of the jobs, they recruit their staff and don't involve the department. And then they also don't follow the NGO recruitment guidelines and the labor laws. For example, when they're recruiting, some of the NGOs, when you assess them, you find that almost like one tribe work for the whole organization, all departments in the organization, all positions in the organization. Then this one is causing marginalization to the youth who are on the ground. And also we did assessment locally, about 80% of the staff that work in here, they come from different locations. Positions like community mobilizers, positions like drivers, when you follow the NGO recruitment guidelines, says these are local positions that they have to consider for the locals. Say, for example, cleaners, cooks, drivers, community mobilizers. You cannot bring somebody from Juba to come and do community mobilization in here, yet the person does not know about the communities in here. Does not know about the leaders in here and all that.
The youth leadership called for full enforcement of labor laws and the recruitment guidelines to ensure all applicants are treated equal.
So it is because of this that prompted us to confront the labor office, to have a meeting with them, to ensure that they enforce the NGO recruitment guidelines together with the labor laws, so that they are put into practice with some of the organizations.
Labor officials welcomed the engagements and said the department will continue to enforce rules governing recruitment. They said organizations operating in the county must follow established procedures to promote transparency and accountability. The meeting brought together youth representatives and labor officials to address growing concerns over access to employment in Yei River County as young people continue to seek more inclusive opportunities across Central Equatoria State. Residents in Yei River County have welcomed the state government's plan to establish a new public university in Yei Town. The governor of Central Equatoria State, Emmanuel Adil Anton, announced the initiative on Monday, March 16, 2026, during the swearing-in of newly appointed officials in Juba. The institution, to be known as Yei University, will be located at the former Army's compound about 3 kilometers west of Yei Town along the Yei Lasu Road off Haidam Street. Governor Adil says the university is aimed at addressing the increasing demand for higher education in Central Equatoria State. He said the state government will begin coordination to ensure students are able to enroll once preparations are complete. The governor adds that while the University of Juba remains the main public university under the national government, the newly institution will expand access to higher education within the state. Residents who spoke on Access Radio Breakfast Show on Tuesday, 17 March 2026, have described the move as a positive step. One caller, Legend Burukusu from TTC, says the university will help students study closer to home and reduce the most cost of transport accommodations and feeding, while also lowering school dropout rates. Another resident, Manasi Duki from Lumukuan, says the project could help address education challenges and reduce illiteracy in the community. Grace Ekola from Amia too has urged the government to ensure the university remains affordable so that more learners can access higher education. Meanwhile, another resident, ATM from Sanja City, welcomed the development but questioned that implementation remains a challenge, urging authorities to turn the plan into reality. ATM believes that university will stimulate local development, including infrastructure such as students' hostels and job opportunities. Kenyi, a student from Mongo in Otogo Payam, says the university will reduce the need for students to travel to Juba or neighboring countries like Uganda to pursue further studies. Residents says the establishment of Ye University is expected to boost local development and are calling for the recruitment of qualified staff to ensure quality education. And residents in Ye River County have begun receiving national identity cards after long delays, with more than 1,100 documents now ready for collection. The issuance exercise started on Monday and is expected to cover applicants who submitted their details between 2024 and 2025. Many residents had waited nearly 2 years to receive the cards. Officials say the delay was caused by printing challenges that slowed the production and delivery of the documents. And officials from the Immigration Department, Moses Paul Lokiko, said the current exercise include identity cards for residents of Ye as well as applicants from nearby counties. He said cards for Morobu, Kajukeji and Lanya will be distributed through their respective county authorities to ensure wider access, adding that the governor of Central Equatoria State has urged the commissioners of Morobu, Ye, River and Lanya counties to restore peace, security and stability in their respective areas. Over the past several months, residents in Ye, Morobo and Lanya counties have repeatedly complained about recurring incidents of human rights violations, including abduction, robberies, killings, nighttime attacks, looting and cattle raiding. However, speaking during the swearing-in ceremony of new state and county officials at the state secretariats on Monday, Governor Emmanuel Adil said the security challenges affecting local communities in the three counties must come to an end. In his message to the commissioner of Morobu County, Governor Adil emphasized the need to restore peace and stability in the area.
Commissioner of Morobu, your primary job is to ensure security throughout the world. Morobu used to be, I think, the most secure county, if not. So those gains must come back so that our people can unite the people. There are about three communities. Let them feel and see themselves are together in Morobu.
Meanwhile, addressing the commissioner of Ye River County, Samuel Malimo Batali, Governor Adil called for the restoration of security in both urban and rural areas, urging authorities to crack down on criminal gangs and remove roadblocks in the county.
Commissioner, you too have a job to restore security in both the town. There are a lot of niggers and Torontos that were caught in Juba, they are rent to you. So if you need their support, I will move there with some of the security chiefs who crack down. In our last reports of security, gangs are developing here, which used not to be there. Go and first deal with them and restore security in the rural sides of here so that our people start business. Movements has to be enforced. After I've directed roadblocks are to be removed, all will be the commissioners. The other time I send the team, they will move to 2 hours. If their job becomes only aligned, we want to march in there, come more time.
The governor also called on the commissioner of Lanya County, Huda Michael Laila, to strengthen security in order to allow residents to farm and conduct business freely.
Commissioner of Lanya, you too as well restore security and allow our people to move so that they can develop and produce food. Lanya is the center in our state, a very strategic county for security coordination.
Governor Adil reaffirmed his commitment to restoring peace and stability across the three counties to ensure civilians can live and work safely. And finally, the governor of Central Equatoria State, Emmanuel Adil Anton, has directed newly appointed state government officials to work collectively in advancing peace, security and development across the state. In a major development following a recent government reshuffle through presidential decrees, newly appointed senior officials of the revitalized transitional governments of Central Equatorial State have taken their oath of office. The swearing-in ceremony was presided over the Governor Emmanuel Adil Anton in Juba on Monday. The reshuffle saw the appointment and the replacement of key officials across ministries, commissions, and the county administration. In his keynote address, Governor Adil congratulated the newly appointed leaders and emphasized the importance of teamwork and unity in governance. He asked them to adopt a collegiate approach and work together to improve service delivery throughout the state. The governor also commended outgoing officials and called for a smooth transition process, including proper handover of offices to ensure continuity of government programs. Speaking on behalf of state advisors, the advisor on political affairs, Anna Kaku, pleased the full support and cooperation to the new leadership as they take up their duties. Meanwhile, the Minister of Cabinet Affairs, Agustino Lado Martin, speaking on behalf of ministers, stressed the need for practical reforms and effective service delivery to citizens. On her part, the Commissioner of Lanya County, Huda Michael Laila, representing commissioners from Yei River and Morobo counties, called for continued political support to restore peace and stability in the greater Yei area. She also expressed the appreciations for the trust placed in the newly appointed officials. The newly leadership is expected to immediately assume office, focusing on key priorities including peace, security, inter-county cooperations, and sustainable development in Central Equatorial State. And to end the news, here is the recap of the main stories once again. NGOs recruitment practices questions in Yei River County. Yei residents welcome the establishments of Yei University. And the governor urges Morobu, Yei and Lanya commissioners to restore peace and stability. For more news, log on to our website at www.radioyei.org. You can also follow us on Facebook at Access Radio 88.8 Yei. And if there is any news story you would like Access Radio to report, call or send us a WhatsApp message on +2 119 275 88870. I've been Alex Ato. Thanks for listening and stay tuned.